From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Common Cause New York is suing the State Board of Elections and Supreme Court in Albany County over its approval of a specific voting machine. The election reform organization wants the court to overturn the board's August vote to buy the Express Vote XL digital voting machine ahead of the 2024 presidential election. The board approved the machine on the conditions that the company would fix potential security issues with the source code of the software and ensure that all audits are completed by hand. One issue with the machines is that state law requires the voter to have the ability to check their ballot before submission to know it is accurate. These machines are touchscreen with voters choosing candidates and then getting a printout with their choices. The printout has a barcode that the computer can read, but the voter cannot. Common Cause contends that makes the machine not compliant with state law. The group also pointed to a recent election in Northampton, Pennsylvania, where an Express Vote XL machine printed ballots with errors in two races. A Express Vote spokesperson said that was a, and I quote, clerical labeling error, end quote. The Common Cause court petition also said, and I quote, use of a barcode can, and predictably will, provide fodder for those who peddle in election voter fraud, fear-mongering, and conspiracy theories about rigged elections to reduce public confidence that votes are actually cast and counted, end quote. Former New York Governor David Paterson championed the touchscreen machines as an improvement to the, and I quote, voting experience for people with disabilities, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Germantown will receive a $240,340 community forest conservation grant to protect forest resources. That will allow Germantown to acquire 23 acres adjacent to the town's Palatine Park and historic First Reformed Church of Germantown Parsonage. The grant will also expand a trail network and create better access to nearby parking areas. And you can read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Columbia Green Media reports that on November 29th, New Lebanon Town Supervisor Trista Hodling announced a $500,000 grant from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation for improvements to Statford Memorial Park. The grant will mean a new playground, a senior fitness equipment area and fitness walking loop, new benches and shade trees, and new pathways. Statford Memorial Park's 19.75 acres already has two little league fields, one softball field, tennis courts, and a basketball court. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.